Didn't mean to stop that. That was the music of Bill Frisell, by the way. And you can hear him later on this week at the Rutabaga Jazz Festival. It all gets underway tomorrow. And joining us to talk more about this year's event is, well, he does a lot. He's a managing director of jazz and instrumental programs director at Knox College, Andy Crawford. Andy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I didn't mean to cut off the music quickly.
That's all right. Yeah, you should play some more after we're done.
Yeah, I actually should. It's really good stuff. All right. Well, Andy, good morning. Welcome. Happy Flunk Day.
Yeah, we woke up to a flunk day today. Hopefully the weather will turn out all right, and it's not too wet out there.
And yet here you are working. Come on. And that's, of course. That doesn't seem fair, does it?
Well, we're ramping up to the big event. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, the annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival all gets underway tomorrow. First off, talk a little bit about the history of the Rutabaga Jazz Festival, how that came to be and happening here in Galesburg.
Well, this is... depending on how you count it, the 44th year. It started in 1980 over at Carl Sandburg College with Mona Terlentes. And then I think it took like one or two years off, and then Scott Garlock took it over and brought it over to Knox College in the early 90s. And we've been doing it ever since. We took one year off during when COVID hit in 2020, and then that's pretty much it. And so I'm calling it the 44th year.
Why not? Hey, you're in charge. Why not?
Yeah,
right?
Why not?
Well, let's talk a little bit about jazz and you know it that word jazz. It's such there's such a wide ranging variety of music within that genre. So what are we talking here? Like specifically with the Rutabaga Jazz Festival, modern jazz. We're not talking necessarily Dixieland jazz, but again, there's such that term jazz is such a wide variety of music.
It is. The way I see jazz is they take what's popular and then try to put it into more of a improvised format. And so back when jazz was starting out in the 30s, 40s, 50s, they were taking popular music from musicals and show tunes, and then they would put their spin on it. Well, now that rock music and funk music and music from all over the world are incorporating that in their music. And so Bill Frisell, especially, he's someone that has so many influences from Americana music, bluegrass, country, West African music, rock and roll music, and he puts that into a style. So this is, you know, it's not swinging big band music. It's so go listen to it. He's got tons of albums out there, tons of videos on YouTube. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's probably the most influential guitar player living today. I mean, and I'm not, you know, making that up. If you were to ask any guitar player in any style of music, they would put Bill Frisell up there as one of the most influential.
Well, your description of jazz is interesting, taking, you know, whether popular rock songs, whatever, and putting that improvisation in there. Yet on the other side, rock and some pop has also taken that back. Guitar solos, you know, horn
exactly.
solos, piano solos, drum yeah. solos, what keyboard solos, whatever. So kind of taken that back yeah. and added that back into their own music.
Exactly. I mean, and that's why a lot of people call it like creative improvised music.
Yeah.
Because it's just adding an improvisational element to it.
Yeah. Well, the Rutabaga Jazz Festival, 44th annual event, it gets underway tomorrow. Andy Crawford from Knox College joining us here this morning. Talk about some of the events that are going to be happening. I know one of the great things is you guys are able to get out to the local schools and do some things and I guess a little education and some fun with students.
Yeah, of course. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we will be visiting 8 schools throughout the area. With our guest artist John Tate and his trio featuring Leonard Simpson, who's kind of an up-and-coming sax player in Chicago. John Tate is a Galesburg native. I think he graduated from GHS in 2003, and he's been living in Chicago and New York since then. He actually studied out at Juilliard with the famous Ron Carter. And I'm really excited to bring him back to Galesburg. And so he'll be doing the school tour with his group, and they'll be doing a free concert at Knoxville High School on Tuesday night with the Knoxville bands. And that's at 7 p.m., so that'll be fun. And then on Wednesday night, we've got some area bands coming in, the Galesburg Junior High Jazz Band, Rova's Jazz Band, and Canton High School's Jazz Band will be coming. And then John Tate is actually going to do a solo set. He's been messing around with synthesizers and stuff, and so he's like creates these pads and then plays bass over it. It's really quite cool.
Wow.
And then the Cherry Street Combo will be finishing up that. So that's at the Galesburg Community Arts Center.
That's almost kind of Ed Sheeran-esque, because in his concerts, I understand he'll lay down a track on stage on the synthesizer and loop it, and then lay something else down, and then something with his guitar. So
yeah, it's kind of like that. So yeah, you'll have to go and check it out.
And
then Thursday night we've got our annual faculty and friends group, and so I think I've got 14 musicians lined up to come. So the best jazz musicians from the area, from the Quad Cities, Galesburg, Peoria, are all coming in to play. And that's over at the Galesburg Community Arts Center as well. Friday at the Community Arts Center again, opening with the Galesburg High School Silver and Gold Jazz Bands, our alumni band, and then John Tate's group will be playing that night.
Wow.
So we got a lot of stuff. And then we wake John Tate's group up again. They do Rutabaga Kids on Saturday morning at...
they're used to getting up early. It's okay, Andy.
They'll be over at the library for Rutabaga Kids, which we've been doing now for close to 10 years. It's a great way for young kids and families to get involved in Rutabaga. And then, the big event on Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets are free for the floor and balcony, but there are some mezzanine seats available. People are coming from all over. So Bill Frisell is a really big name. He's probably the biggest name we've ever had. So there are people coming from Cincinnati, Lincoln, Nebraska, Des Moines, Lansing, Michigan, St. Louis, all to come hear him play. So if you're here in Galesburg and you're not there, then...
Well, and obviously Bill Frisell has his own style. Is there any guitarist that, you could throw out there? It's like, if you like this guitarist, you're going to love Bill Frisell. I know it's hard to compare sometimes, but
if you like any guitarist,
okay,
you'll like Bill. So he has influence.
No matter style or genre the guy can just play.
And he's a subdued player. He's not like going to shred out there. But his sound and the way he plays has influenced every single guitar player.
Wow.
Like all the guys over at Music Makers, they are so stoked that Bill Frisell's coming, which, that just shows you, like, he's every guitar player's favorite guitar player.
People that really know music means that they like him. Those of us who just don't know anything about music, just like to hear good music, we know it's going to be good.
And the thing is, he's so accessible because it's not really heady. It's more of a feeling. And, Go and listen to some of his music. You'll really enjoy it.
The Bill Frisell Trio again Saturday night. The reserve mezzanine just $20, but on the floor and balcony free for you. So that coming up this Saturday, the 44th annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival happening. Talking with Andy Crawford, managing director and jazz instrumental programs director at Knox College. Going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more about this year's Rutabaga Jazz Festival next. A little more of the sound of Bill Frisell. He'll be performing Saturday night, Orpheum Theater, to wrap up the 44th annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival. Andy Crawford heads up the event from Knox College, joining us here this morning. Andy, again, it's always, I know it's a busy week for you, and I guess, is the week itself kind of relief getting to it and getting into the events, or is it, I know it's busy for you, but is the leading up to this and getting everything scheduled harder?
It's both equally.
there's
a lot of work going into it, but also the week is quite busy just because we've got so many different venues happening, so many, moving a lot of equipment, and especially this year we've got a lot of different junior high and high school bands involved, so there's going to be a lot of people around, so navigating that is fun, but it's a busy week.
So when out at the schools and with John Tate's group and Leonard Simpson in showing the kids and teaching them is about just kind of getting them interested in music or this style of music or music in general.
I would say it's just getting them excited about music in general.
Yeah.
And for a lot of these kids, this is the only time they hear live music, whether it's because they just don't go out, their parents don't take them, or It's hard to say, but, you know, so it's getting them interested in music. And I think that's also reflected in our growing band program in the schools. You know, we have great teachers in the schools, and the numbers are just exploding. And so maybe we're contributing a little bit because we're getting there in the grade schools, before they're in a band program and getting them excited about playing music.
Yeah. You know, it's one thing if a kid watches videos and sees somebody shredding on the guitar or whatever, but I don't care what genre of music when they're playing live, you know, watching the drummer or, you know, in many cases, a stand up bass, if that's the case, is no, a lot of kids haven't seen, or the guitar, whatever the case may be, just watching it yep. in person and seeing and hearing that talent is just kind of an amazing thing, which, you know, maybe some other kid will come up being the next Frizzell because, Bill Frizzell, because they saw this show.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that we don't know what the effect is going to be in the long term, but, I think it's going to be a positive one.
Absolutely. Andy Crawford, Knox College, joining us here this morning. The 44th Annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival gets underway tomorrow and goes through Saturday. Of course, culminates with the Bill Frizzell Trio at the Orpheum Theater Saturday night. Talk about, okay, a traditional trio, drums.
It's drums, bass, and guitar.
Okay, whether stand-up or electric bass.
It'll be a stand-up.
It will be a stand-up. Yep. Okay. Okay. So that's the tradition. I didn't know if somehow. So then when and keyboards come in or other instruments, then what? What are we? We're just calling it a combo or what?
Well, or you can call it a quartet
or yeah. So,
but yeah, this is Bill Frizzell's kind of standard group. He does a lot of effects on his guitar, and he will do looping. And so, you know, he creates this atmosphere with his music. It's really something.
I'm looking forward to this. I didn't realize how big a name he was.
Yeah, it's a huge name. It's the biggest artist we've ever had here.
Yeah, so cool. And you know, again, we talked about how diverse jazz is because you talk about a trio with a stand-up bass, the guitar and drums, and all the way up you're looking at groups with a full horn section. Or maybe just a sax or a trumpet or something, or maybe that's the main instrument that leads the group, or the keyboards, whatever. It's just such a diverse area of music.
Yeah, I try and bring in different arrangements so that people are able to hear all the different, you know, textures of sound.
Yeah.
So.
What do you play when you're playing in the Cherry Street Combo?
Well, I don't play in the Cherry Street Combo.
Oh, you don't play? I thought you played.
I'm the director.
You're the director. Okay, yeah. Even better.
But I'm a bass player.
Okay.
So.
And you both stand up and electric?
Yep.
Good for you. So, talk about, so no frets on the stand up. So, how, I guess it's just experience, but when you're learning, did you learn first on the stand up or electric and knew the frets?
I learned on the, well, I was a guitar player.
Okay.
And then went to the electric bass and then the stand up bass. A lot of it is learning hand position and how far in between how big your hand needs to be between the notes. And as you move up the instrument, it gets smaller and smaller. So you're constantly adjusting. And then you have to have your ears open, and you're constantly adjusting your pitch. It's not an easy instrument, but it's a lot of fun to play.
So when you're playing jazz, will you always have music that you're reading in front of you, or are you just you're playing by sound for the most part, or does it vary?
Sometimes you're playing written music. A lot of times it's like a framework where you have. A harmony, chords that you're following, and then you're improvising off of that. That's probably the main way that jazz is played, is, you know, and that's why every time you can hear the same song 10 different times, and it's going to be different every time because it's your interpretation of how you're playing those chords or how you're playing that melody.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the great thing about seeing somebody like Bill Frizzell, whether it's the same song or not, if you've seen it before, it's not going to be the same song. It's going to sound way different and still really good.
Either way. And he plays a lot of the same songs, you know, show to show. He kind of has a repertoire that he plays, but it's going to be different every time.
44th Annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival gets underway tomorrow with events at the schools and then the Community Arts Center, Wednesday evening at, from 6 to 10 with John Tate's solo set, the Cherry Street Combo, then Thursday back at the Galesburg Community Arts Center, the Faculty and Friends Combo, Friday, the Galesburg High School Big Band, Knox Alumni Big Band, John Tate Trio with Leonard Simpson, the feature on saxophone. That's 6 to 11 at the Galesburg Community Arts Center. And then the big show Saturday. Of course, Saturday morning, Rutabaga Kids at the Galesburg Public Library, 10 a.m. That is free and open to the public. John Tate Trio will be there along with Leonard Simpson. And then the big show on Saturday night, Orpheum Theater, the Bill Frisell Trio. And I guess suggest people just look him up on YouTube. You're going to find his music there. Take a listen. It's like, this is something you're going to want to see in person.
Yeah, there's videos all over the place.
Absolutely. Andy, anything else we need to know about this year's Rutabaga Jazz Festival?
No, there's a lot of stuff going on. I hope you can make it out. I'm sure on your website there's information. Yep. On Facebook there's information. You can go to our website, knox.edu/jazzyear, and the whole schedule's there. There's going to be a lot of people around, and it'll be a fun week.
Andy, as always, thanks so much for your time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Enjoy your flunk day.
I will.
It is.